For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Earlier this month, the city of Spartanburg observed this year's National Night Out with a celebration of the opening of Seeing Spartanburg in a New Light. 9 public art installations by award-winning light artist Erwin Reddle were unveiled across the city with the purpose of building relationships between police and neighborhoods through a collaborative art project. In 2015, Spartanburg was one of 4 cities in the country to be awarded $1 million from New York's Bloomberg Philanthropies as part of Bloomberg's Public Arts Challenge. Jennifer Evans is president of Spartanburg's Chapman Cultural Center.
The challenge from Bloomberg was to take a temporary public art project and address a community issue. And so when I read that, I knew that this was the time to really take the risk of doing something that no one had ever done before, in our community at least.
And that novel project involved a cold call from Evans to artist Erwin Reddle, whose light and digital artworks are known worldwide. Reddle signed on to the project, and partnering with neighborhood groups and the city police department, he created 9 different works of art using LED lighting at former textile mills, apartment complexes, a neighborhood lake, and even walking trails, all with the goal of working with residents and the police to promote safety. Reddle says he couldn't resist the project.
I think there are enormous possibilities, number one, because of just a certain physical infrastructure, buildings, parks, the little lake, old industrial buildings, but foremost almost because of there seems to be just this amazing urge to do something with the community. And that drew me into this project from the get-go.
And the project also immediately drew in Spartanburg Police Chief Alonzo Thompson.
And I said, you know what, count me in. It's a symbol of us working together. You can have the functionality of lightening up an area to deter crime, but it also can be a place where people can work on craft or learn skills that they may be able to use later on in other projects.
And that was the goal, to use art to bring the police and neighborhoods together. Again, Jennifer Evans.
Instead of the police being in their traditional environments, they're in meetings at the Chapman Cultural Center, and they're in meetings, you know, around a table where they're designing art, and people are seeing them, you know, as great human beings, not just enforcers of the law.
Not just the police, but some 64 business and civic groups got behind the project, ultimately leading to Spartanburg being just one of 4 cities out of some 240 that competed to receive the $1 million grant from Bloomberg.
And I have to say, Spartanburg brought its A game to this project.
That's Mark Sloan, director of the Halsey Institute for Contemporary Art at the College of Charleston and the chief curator of Seeing Spartanburg in a New Light.
The city has just been fantastic in embracing this project, even though it's a little unfamiliar. I mean, light art, I mean, and it's an abstract language of light art, but they totally embraced it. Once they saw some of the images and things like that of what he was going to do, they jumped right on board and said, how can we help?
The Chapman Cultural Center's Jennifer Evans is proud that Spartanburg's vibrant arts community could be the catalyst for a project that is strengthening relations between the police and city residents.
What this has done for the local arts community, but also for the national conversation, is that the arts can be transformative for cities, even the size of Spartanburg. And we can use the arts to transform neighborhoods and to transform relationships with people.
There are images and links to Seeing Spartanburg in a New Light at our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Spartanburg.